It's in the market.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of this podcast. My name is Patrick, and I really appreciate that you tune in for today with another interview guest, a really special one from Bulgaria. Welcome, Kirill, to the show. How are you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm fine. Just sitting here in the evening with a glass of wine, trying to enjoy the evening. So, yeah.
Yeah. Nice to have you here on the show. For those of you who don't know Kirill, he's the CEO of OpenD Apps Cloud, very interesting project that builds on DeFi MetaChain, and that is the reason why he's here today and talking about the project and also how he did get started with everything. And as always, you know the first question: how did you get started with DeFi, and what led you to the blockchain and DeFi space? Yeah.
So before I got into blockchain, I was working as a backend developer for like over 10 years. And my day job is actually working on some web-based applications for the needs of the local government. So I've built an expertise for building reliable and highly available software. And back in 2016 was my first introduction to blockchain. I really got into Ethereum, tried out some the apps back in the day, and I was really hyped. But after a few life events, I actually stopped working in the space, and I just started doing other stuff in my life. And I got back in 2020 in the scene of crypto with the bull run, and that's actually the time I got into DeFi Chain. I was introduced to Cake by a video on YouTube, and I got really interested in decentralized finance. Actually, DeFi Chain was my first touch with decentralized finance, and I started investing on a day, not daily, but on a monthly basis in DeFi Chain. And after that, I got really into Bitcoin, started learning some economics, and from there it just escalated to where are we today. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got into decentralized finance and blockchain technology.
So your first touch point was Cake back then?
Yeah, I was introduced to Cake, and that's where I found DeFi Chain actually. And that was like sparked my my heart for crypto again. And I haven't stopped investing in different projects since then. So
yeah. Interesting story. And now you already found your own project called OpenD Apps Cloud. Maybe you can shortly summarize what you're doing at OpenD Apps Cloud, because sometimes it's hard to grasp for people. What are you doing? Because I can create a token at your platform, but what exactly is OpenD Apps Cloud? Maybe just some sentences about what it actually is.
It's actually a funny story. It started as an idea some time ago to create just a simple cloud-based application where different developers, myself included, can use some tools to deploy on the blockchain, on EVM blockchains, for example, like Ethereum or BNB chain, or like DeFi MetaChain. And just you can enter the cloud application, you can say, I want to have a project and I want it to have a token, an NFT collection, and I want them to be connected in this and this way, and all that without actually having to code. So in the beginning, the idea was to provide tools for people that are not so into writing code, but they want access to blockchain technology. So it was all about adaptation to bring it to a new level, people without actually the knowledge to code, but want to actually enter the space. So that was the first idea for OpenD Apps Cloud. And after that, after we had 2 years invested already in the project, we sat and said, okay, we can actually take this to another level, and we can actually build a profitable business onto that idea. And from there, we just started working on decentralized companies and the idea of actually building automated blockchain-based businesses. And that's the point when DeFi Chain entered the scene for us. And here we are today.
Can you introduce us to your team at Open DApps Club? That would be interesting to know. So how many people are working there, and how is everything separated? So are you doing the technical part, and who's doing the marketing part and so on? Maybe, yeah, this would be also very interesting to get some kind of overview about the structure.
Yeah, that might sound like strange to some people, but we are really, really small team right now. So currently active, we have around three main people. We have myself as one of the co-founders, a CEO, and like kind of a CTO as well. I run most of our social media. So the posts you see from our main Twitter, our Telegram, and those are actually run by me. I also run the collaboration meetings we have with other projects, as well as we can see, take part in different podcasts and other types of meetings. I also am the main developer of the Solidity side of our project. Actually, I write the EVM contracts and the deployers we use to offer our services. Except me, there's the other co-founder, which is a really close friend of mine with whom I work for over 8 years now. And we have a huge trust for each other. We work great and we are really synchronized in our works. He does a lot of the background stuff, like we have background services that we actually help run our platform. We have different services there that he works on. He also works on our front end. So our DApp, what you can see, our website, that's all handled by him right now. He has a lot of attention to detail, and I think that's really helping us stand out with our project as a finished product that people can interact with. And yeah, combined with my passion for high availability and security, I think we make a great team as far as technical stuff go. So yeah, all the techniques, all the technical stuff is done by us, the two co-founders. And the last person we actually have active right now is a guy who helps us with the design, the branding, the visual materials, and helps with the posts, with the copywriting and stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much our team right now. It covers all we need. There's a lot of work and a lot of hours to put in, but we're getting things done. We have some guys that are waiting in standby. So once we actually get a little bigger, we have other guys to handle our socials. Later on, we also have guys that will handle the maintenance support and so on. But it's just too early to actually get other people's to work. So yeah, for now, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but it seems that you're well prepared if the everything grows. And yeah, you never know how fast everything accelerates. So yeah, good to have something in the background as a backup maybe. Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say that I also tried out OpenDApps Cloud so far. There was a tutorial, I guess, was it, on Twitter, where you described how someone created its own token. And yeah, I did it. I also tried it out and created an in the market token, and I tried to integrate it with VanillaSwap. Maybe you can elaborate on how you did get in touch with the guys from VanillaSwap, and yeah, what are you planning in the future? That would be interesting, maybe.
Yeah, so the guys from Vanilla actually are great guys. Shout out to them. They do awesome work as well. Launched their decentralized exchange pretty early on testnet. And so one part of our services, actually, so deploying tokens, which we mentioned already, for the most part, when you have a token, you would like it to be traded on a decentralized exchange. So on testnet, we were worried at first that we might not have a chance to showcase this feature. But once we saw that the guys from Vanilla actually deployed their decentralized exchange so fast, we were immediately interested in them. So we just said, hey, guys, we are here. We actually are going to integrate your router for the V2, their swap, into our services. And they were, oh, that's great. Okay, we can work together. From there, we have been in touch like on multiple occasions. Every time we have some issues with our contracts or with their services, we exchange different feedbacks, and we actually get both of our projects better with our cooperation. We also have a few other things with them, which are in the works right now. But yeah, we will be able to discuss those once we move a little further with that. So expect some more cooperation from us with them in the future.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you work together, and yeah, people in DeFi Chain community are connected, and so yeah, really looking forward to what will happen soon. What projects you build together. But as far as now, it's really a great thing that you both work together. Absolutely.
Yeah, we actually work with a few others already from. there are a lot of projects actually planning to launch right now on DMC. And we are in touch with a few others. We talked with DeFiChain Factor. Mm-hmm. On how to get our concept of decentralized companies better. So we will be working with them on the way to improve our services as well. We have some interesting ideas to work with the new Bison wallet as well. So we'll mm-hmm. see what we can bring to the space with them as well. So yeah, you're right when you say that DeFiChain community is really strong and we all work together. So yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And the new Bison wallet did go live a couple of days ago. Also a very interesting project that you maybe should look at, guys, if you're trying or looking for a new wallet. And also, yeah, nice that you're connected with them. So yeah, it's very easy, in my opinion, to get connected to people in DeFi Chain community, also other developers and smart minds. That's one nice thing. One thing that I really appreciate in our community is that it's really easy to get connected, to get started. I guess you can absolutely agree on that.
Yeah, I agree totally.
Absolutely. What also would be interesting is, how would you describe your relationship with the DeFi Chain community now that we talked about, that it's easy to get connected and so on? How has it influenced your development at OpenDF Cloud? So why did you decide to build on DMC, and what was the kind of reason there?
As I said earlier, I'm actually into the DeFiChain community myself from early 2020. That's when I invested for the first time, and since then most of the time I have been pretty quiet, just observing the developments, going through the community funded project, commenting there and there, but most of the time I was pretty silent. But then when the release of DMC testnet was introduced, and we were actually already like 2 years into the development of OpenDApps, just the timeline was pretty nice for us, and we said, okay, we can try out like DMC testnet as an experiment. I'm an investor there, so I have an interest for the project to actually do well. So, okay, we experiment with that. And once we launched in DMC, this was like part of our beta timeline. It still is, because we are waiting for mainnet on DMC to actually launch as our first mainnet. And we were expecting to have some feedback from the community, but man, we received a dozen feedback from the community, awesome support, and it was more than we expected at that point to actually receive any support from the community, and that just got us really excited to work on the project and continue building on DMC. And our focus right now is mainly on DeFiChain meta, and we are actually waiting for it to launch on mainnet so we can use it as our first mainnet. We are actually going to release our products. So yeah, I started as a simple community member, and now we'll be running a fully decentralized business on DMC. So everybody can do that as long as they want. DeFiChain community is welcoming and shows support, as long as the project is honest and wants to bring value.
very inspiring words. And yeah, you keep the community updated every time. I guess you post multiple threads or Twitter posts a week. And that is also very interesting. So you take the community by hand and show them everything, what is new, what happens, what is the plan for this week. You mentioned our talk today. You mentioned that there will be a new article published and so on. And that is really nice. Keep going like this. It's also interesting from community side to see how projects deliver and build and what's their progress so far. So yeah, keep going like this. This is really inspiring to see.
Yeah, we plan to continue. We love actually posting updates and sharing our work and our vision. And it's awesome.
Yeah, so very transparent also. Maybe you could tell us about your challenges, because of course there are also problems when you did get started. So when you did start a new project and so on, what have been challenges that you had to face at the beginning? Let's say, was it like legal part, or was it like getting together the people? Was it technical stuff, or what was the problem or what were problems and still are maybe?
Yeah, as I said, we actually were already 2 years into that project, so we worked a lot and we had a lot of technical stuff already figured out. And by the time DMC was out, we actually had deployed our services on Polygon Mumbai testnet and BNB Chain testnet. So we actually had our backend and Solidity service all working perfectly fine. And that's one of the reasons we actually was able to deliver so fast after the deployment of the testnet. But the DeFi chain, Meta chain was an interesting and wild ride till now, because after all, it is a testnet base. That's pretty much a test period for the chain itself. So we had some issue in the beginning. The DMC RPC client was not the client, actually the server was missing some methods, one of which was pretty crucial for our backend services, and we had to make a decision if we want to postpone our deployment on DMC or we have to change our backend. And actually we made the proper call back then, and we rewrote our backend to work without the need of those functions, and actually that helped us deliver a more stable product right now. And our backend is much better because of DMC and because we had the issue with the missing RPC methods. They're actually now available. So yeah, people can actually write and use those, which we had missing back then. But that challenge actually helped us build a better product. And of course, we had another instance with a more serious problem, where one of our deployed contracts started reverting transactions out of nowhere without actually us changing anything about it. And then we had a day of our services breaking down, searching for that problem. And in the end, actually, it was some issue related to the latest hard fork. And after that, the developers actually released another hard fork that fixed that issue for us. And we were then back up and running. So yeah, as a test phase for the network, it had some rough times sometimes. We also had some issues, but in the end, I think the MetaChain and OpenD apps both got better with our time spent together, if I can say it like that.
So of course there's always some issues, and I guess you learn out of mistakes, and if you solve those problems, it even feels better at the end, that you just pushed forward even though it wasn't as easy. So it's always a learning process, I guess. How do you how do you plan to develop in the future? Is there anything upcoming developments, features users can look forward maybe? Because for me it would be nice. I already mentioned that I did create my own token for In the Market, and plan to list it on VanillaSwap maybe, and so that people can trade it, I guess. Yeah, is there anything planned that goes in this direction? Maybe some UI, I don't know, upgrades in the future, or yeah, any other features that you're planning to do? You just mentioned that you work together with VanillaSwap on other projects. What can people look forward to in the future?
So yeah, actually, right now at OpenDApp Squad, we are just getting started. We have like two main groups of services right now. One of which is the decentralized entities, which is pretty finished as far as features go. We have the deployment there. We have the multi-sign management for the multi-sign companies, all the on-chain governments there. It's a bit more advanced topic, but it's really, really powerful. And the other thing we have right now is, as you said, the deployment of tokens, and that includes like a fully customizable tokenomics, something that you cannot really find anywhere else. So we have also inflation-based tokens, which is something unique in the space right now. Not a lot of places allow this, because most of the time people actually stay away from inflation because it's pretty hard to code. So that's one big plus for us there. And as well, we have the integration with VanillaSwap. So this is what we have right now, but this is just like the beginning. We're planning to implement NFT services as well. So creation of NFTs, like marketplaces as a service, farming as a service, anything related to NFTs, multi-chain NFTs. And that's all part of our future services. And we have experience with that because we have worked with NFTs before. As well, from the token side of things, we're actually adding additional extensions to what we have right now. We are planning to add asset backing services, which is pretty interesting to say the least. We have some price insurance bots that will be able to be deployed as well. And like one of the most interesting parts is our business oriented services, like we worked with Unleashed on those decentralized subscription models. We have like loyalty programs on that on chain. And we will look to get those business services out there and help other businesses who want to transition to decentralized subscriptions maybe, or other stuff. We also will help any project that wants to launch from DMC and wants to try out being decentralized and so on and so on. So yeah, we have a lot of stuff planned. Some of them are published on our website actually. So if you go to the services there, some of them are actually available as well. And yeah, some of them are still not there yet, but yeah, we will pull them as well. So yeah, we are just getting started. A lot more to come. And yeah.
Yeah, sounds very interesting. Also, decentralized subscriptions. Yeah, so that everything happens decentralized is really, yeah, so crazy to see. And yeah, I'm looking forward on how this will look like in the future. So maybe people can decentralized, subscribe to my newsletter. I don't know.
why not? That's pretty...
That's a nice use case, or to the podcast. I don't know. There are so many things to come. Is there also a mechanism or mechanisms that, like, I don't know, drive demand for DeFi?
So I've talked a bit on that on my Twitter actually in the past.
Yeah.
So and what I'm going to say is not only for us. I believe that any business that operates fully decentralized, so with that I mean a business offering services that are paid in DeFi. Any service that has such services, any business that has such services that are paid in DeFi, will require their subscriptions, for example, to be paid in DeFi. So, for example, with Unleashed, let's say I built a website using their platform, and I have to pay like $5 a month in DeFi to actually keep my website up. And so I have to buy $5 worth of DeFi every month to pay Unleashed for that service.
Yeah.
So if we have big decentralized companies actually offering such services, so with a lot of clients, we will have a lot of buy pressure for DFI to pay for those services. So my opinion is that the more we, the more and the bigger businesses we have operating from DeFi chain, we actually will have more demand for DFI. And some people might say, okay, that business actually accepts DFI, but the business will have to sell that DFI to pay the salaries. And in that case, the worst case scenario, all the revenue that came as a DFI will go out and being sold to get to any fiat-based currency. And in the end, we will have a difference of zero in the price. So have a lot of buying and then a lot of selling. And there's no way that the business can actually make it negative for the price just from operating on DeFi chain. And for the most part, I believe most businesses will actually keep most of the DFI if they believe in the system. So they will actually contribute to the total value walk because they will keep some DeFi in their treasuries. So yeah, for me, there's always incentive for people to have DFI when there's business operating on that chain.
And also supply decreases if those companies keep their DFI. So yeah, also if the demand stays the same, we all know that what happens with the price. But what is your take on DeFi price? I always ask this question. Maybe you can't predict it, of course, but where do you see the price head in the future? Let's say in the next, let's say end of the year. What is your price prediction to end of the year?
To be honest, I don't think a lot about the price really. I have a good share of DeFi myself, a good portion of my portfolio. But for the most part, I actually don't know even the price today, but should be around 30 cents maybe. So we have planned DMC launch by the end of this month, I believe. So if we manage to get enough traction and actually with the planned incubator from K Group, I believe a lot of projects will want to actually launch on DeFi chain. So I believe we will see some increase by the end of the year. I don't know. I would like to get $1 maybe or more. Okay, I think that's pretty possible to get a 3x by the end of the year, but we'll see. For me, it's not that important right now because as a business, after all, we will run on chain, collect payments, and even if the price stays the same, as long as we have clients, we'll have revenue.
Of course. Yeah, let's see where the price will be in at the end of the year. Finally. What advice would you give to someone who is really new to the DeFi world and is considering using OpenDApps Cloud? Do you have anything that they can use? Any materials, Twitter posts? I don't know. How do you think you could help those people?
So I'm the kind of guy that likes to give the advice. If you want to get into something, you have to try it out. You have to touch it. So. If you're interested in decentralized finance, DeFi chains is a really good place to start learning, start trying stuff because transactions are cheap. You can get in with not a lot of money, try things out, try different liquidity mining, try staking on some. If you want to try out decentralized finance, DeFi chain is a good place to start because Ethereum is pretty expensive. You have a lot of protocols to choose there, and DeFi chain is still young. So if you want to start learning, experiment and try out DeFi chain. So as long as you want to learn, you have to try and touch the stuff. As far as OpenDApps goes, I would say if anybody is interested to try and launch a project on DMC, you should try our services because it does not require any programming knowledge. It doesn't require any coding skills. So you are free to just try it on testnet, deploy some tokens, play with it, try it with your friends. Just see how it feels to launch a project on a blockchain. So if you're up to that, try our services. You'll fall in love with them, with the possibilities. So yeah, if you want to try and launch your next awesome project, just try OpenDApps Cloud.
Yeah, with that said, I can absolutely agree on that because as I mentioned, I already tried it out myself and it worked very smoothly. And there is a Twitter thread that explains how to get started. I will maybe link them in the show notes. Also the website and how to get started, their Twitter accounts, so that you can check them out. It's really nice. Another new project building on DeFi MetaChain. Looking forward to what you will achieve in the future. But there's a lot of things planned, as you mentioned, working together with the guys from Bison Wallet, now Vanilla Swap, Unleashed. So there's a lot of stuff to come. Really looking forward. With that said, thanks, Kirill, for being my guest today. I really appreciate that you took the time. I'm sure we will see each other in the future soon if there is anything new about OpenDApps Cloud. Thanks again for being my guest today.
Yeah, thank you as well for having me. It was an awesome talk and you are an awesome host. So looking forward to working with you in the future as well.
Thanks again, and we'll see each other in the next episode, guys. Until then, have a great time and bye.